Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 60. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 32 tonight. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs around 67. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, new technology and more advanced satellites in space may be helping the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region when it comes to the extreme drought conditions and the awareness of potential wildfires in certain areas. KSK News reports the National Weather Service has launched some more advanced satellites back in 2016, where meteorologists like Frank Waugh at KSK News says has been able to detect fires in certain areas.
Essentially what the satellite is doing is the satellite is looking down at the earth and it's measuring temperatures. And what we saw was this little speck right here. That spot may get hotter, and if it shows yellow, it's a hotter temperature, and if it continues to persist, that's a fire. We know that's a fire at that point.
That audio from KSK News, where he says they were able to monitor and watch the fire in El Dorado, Kansas earlier last week in northwest Barber County, where he was able to coordinate with local officials to catch it on time.
The area that it came out on was around a lake that had some homes that could have been threatened by the fire, and so it was nice to get that early warning.
Good American Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska is still battling the COVID-19 pandemic just 3 years into the pandemic, as the Department of Health and Human Services has reported that since the pandemic began in 2020, 563,000 cases have been reported, with more than 4,000 deaths across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, they're also trying to encourage individuals to continuously be fully vaccinated against the virus, which means having the primary series along with all the available boosters of the shot. But say a vast majority of individuals are just adjusting their daily lives to the, quote, new norm.
I think what I'm seeing here in this part of the country is people trying to transition to what life looks like now after 3 years in a pandemic, and also thinking about how we are really incorporating COVID-19 into our lives.
That was Dr. Catherine Satterwhite, a regional health administrator on KSNB Local Channel 4, Mid-America Network News.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Still now at 7clans.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from InnerVisions.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A multi-vehicle fatality accident in Lyons County west of Emporia Wednesday evening claimed the life of a Marysville man, 46-year-old Travis D. Edwards. He was reportedly driving a semi on Highway 50 about 4 miles from Emporia and crossed the center line, striking a vehicle driven by a California man. That SUV spun into another semi following Edwards. The Edwards truck continued and hit two other vehicles driven by men from Missouri and Lawrence, which were both killed. They were identified as Ryan R. Miller, age 26, of Independence, and 32-year-old Jacob L. Saram of Lawrence. Several others were also injured. Highway 50 was closed for a period of time following the accident, which again claimed the life of three men, including 46-year-old Travis Edwards of Marysville, Wednesday evening. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County Friday evening south of Marysville around 8 p.m. Maddox Engelbert lost control on Keystone near 11th Terrace, struck a ditch, and rolled over. The driver and a passenger, Kiera Guerrero, both of Marysville, were taken to CMH where they were treated and released. A natural gas line leak near Washington Friday resulted in officials flaring or burning off gas, which resulted in a fire plume that was seen for miles. The process was continued through the weekend a mile west and a mile south of Washington and caused no damage. Arraignment of a Marysville man has been postponed until May 2nd in Marshall County District Court for Gerald Brown, who is charged with killing his wife Jennifer Brown last Thanksgiving. An appearance Tuesday was granted a continuance. American Red Cross Bloodmobile will be at the Valley Heights High School and Haxtell American Legion and Community Building Thursday, noon until 6. 63rd Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids with check-in 7 to 8:30 a.m. Judging contest begins at 9, followed by the beef show, with additional details available through the Marshall County Extension Office. A beef quality assurance training session is planned in Manhattan on Tuesday, April 11th, beginning at 6th Stanley Stout Center. Learn how the beef quality assurance certificates include cattlemen and their practices. For additional information, contact Brooke Wines at 785-273-5115. On-site registration also available Tuesday evening at 6 at the Stanley Stout Center at Manhattan. Easter egg hunts abound Saturday with 10 a.m. starts in Washington on the courthouse lawn, in Axtell at City Park, and in Wymore at McCandless Park, as well as Home City, Barnes, Lynn, and Palmer at 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., Easter egg hunt is planned at the Frankfort City Park. Beatty will begin at the Community Center at noon. Hanover at Veterans Park and Blue Rapids on the town square planned at 1 on Saturday. Waterville at the City Park and Greenleaf at the Community Club begin at 2, and Marysville at 2:30 in the City Park. A free movie, Super Mario Brothers, will follow at 3:30 at the Astro Theater in Marysville Saturday. And the historic Union Pacific Depot will feature pictures with the Easter Bunny, Easter crafts, games, and treats, as well as Easter basket giveaways for a freewill donation as a fundraiser toward restoration. That will be at the historic depot in Marysville Saturday from 1 until 4. The annual Washington County Weather Spotter training is Monday at the Firehouse in Washington. The event is free and open to the public and includes a free meal at 6. The electric safety demo trailer, also available at 6 with a presentation by the National Weather Service starting at 7. Deadline to register for the meal, which is Monday evening in Washington, is Friday. Contact the Washington County Emergency Management. Washington Chamber of Commerce hosting an Employment Expo Tuesday, 3 until 7 p.m. at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. Employers interested in participating are encouraged to contact Chamber Secretary Carolyn Scoville this week at 785-325-2284. Scoville will talk more about the event and employment demand locally on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. James E. Jim Wanklin, age 52, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Wanklin. James L. Meyer, age 67, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment in the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Subendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for James Meyer. Charles A. Heidebrink, age 85, of Odell, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 1:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell. Burial in the Odell City Cemetery. Gertie Smyer, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Charles Heidebrink. Renee K. Novotny, age 73, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday at 1, Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. Private interment, the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Monday until 1, Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Renee Novotny. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life services planned April 14th, 4 until 8 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dennis Habig. Lorena L. Wilcox, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. The memorial service will be announced later with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lorena Wilcox. Betty L. Honnessy, age 63, passed away March 20th. The memorial service is planned April 22nd, 11 a.m., at the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home in Wymore, with a visitation April 21st, 9 to 5. Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Betty Honnessy.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Don't head out on your next adventure riding on a set of tires you're not sure will make it across town. Stop by and see Bryce at Hilltop Tires in Marysville. With the knowledge to set you up right and the personal style you prefer, you'll leave Hilltop flying high. Fitting tires for everything from semis to ATVs. Hilltop Tires is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 until noon, because flats don't have a schedule. Located below the old water tower in Marysville, call Bryce today at 785-619-6035.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers are possible throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers may continue throughout Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South wind still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Even warmer as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, and more sunshine on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early April 64, record high on this date 91. The average low 39, record low 17. Sunset this evening 7:55, sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
Americans spend billions of dollars a year on cat food. But do we know what we're getting? If Fluffy deserves only the best, we have some advice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 6th, the 96th day of the year. Actors Paul Rudd and Billy Dee Williams were both born on this day. Cats are known as finicky eaters, but they may have good reason. There's a lot of substandard pet food on the market. Here are the things we think are important when choosing cat food. First, a short ingredient list. The more ingredients, the more likely you'll find chemical additives that your pet is better off without. Secondly, it should mention a specific meat source like lamb, chicken, or fish. If it says meat byproduct, put it back. And third, pass up food containing grain, especially corn. It may make food more palatable, but corn is sweet and fatty with no usable nutrients for a cat. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
Cook & Company proudly supports Nemaha Central students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Nemaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at upcoming events. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. For the first time since having two stents put in his heart, University of Kansas basketball coach Bill Self met with the media yesterday, or had at least a press conference. The question that is on everybody's mind, will Bill Self continue in his coaching career?
Unless my athletic director, my chancellor makes a decision to contradict that I am 100% positive. I will be coaching at the University of Kansas this upcoming season, and hopefully many more after that.
Bill Self did go on to say that a medical issue like this could make him rethink the longevity of his career.
I want to do my job for a long time. Now, for me to be as effective doing that, I think I have to, you know, wake up a little bit and maybe do some things from a lifestyle standpoint, a personal habit standpoint, that I've been very, very, very inconsistent with my entire adult life.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Not being able to hit the baseball is still plaguing the Kansas City Royals, and it happened again last night. The Royals lose to the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0. The Royals could only manage two hits in the game. The two teams will wrap up that series today at Kauffman at 1:10. The bad news continues for the Kansas City Royals as Matt Quatario, the manager for the Royals, will be taking a little bit of a leave of absence. He has tested positive for COVID. USD 259, which is the Wichita Public School District, will be looking for a new district athletic director after just 1 year on the job. Caleb Stoppel has decided that he will return to the Kansas City area. He will become the assistant principal and athletics and activities director at Park Hills South High in Riverside, Missouri. Golf gets their season underway with the biggest tournament of the year as the Masters gets started today. Last year's winner was Scottie Scheffler. This year's odds-on favorites are John Rahm and Rory McIlroy. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This month we celebrate a big tree located in Bradenton, Florida, a 90-year-old gumbo limbo. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may know this tree by its nickname Tourist Tree. The bright red peeling bark looks like sunburned skin that so many tourists experience when traveling south in the winter. The lightweight wood from this tree was used to make carousel horses before the advent of molded plastic. It's still used for decking and valued as a shade or specimen tree. This beauty grows naturally in coastal hammocks of southern Florida, the West Indies, Central America, and northern South America. The fast-growing gumbo limbo tree grows 20 to 40 feet or more tall and wide. Its huge trunk and large irregular branching forms the rounded crown. This Florida specimen is suffering from a wood rotting disease. Thanks to the community, it has been treated, pruned, and cabled to help extend its life. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Showing now at the Astro 3 Theater, John Wick Chapter 4, starring Keanu Reeves. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, rated PG-13. Showtimes Friday, Saturday, 7 and 9:30, Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And finally, the Super Mario Brothers movie. Showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 10, Sunday 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And plan to attend the free showing of the Super Mario Brothers movie, Saturday at 3:30.
Necessity is the mother of invention. When the Civil War began, it was relatively easy to sink wooden ships, so both sides immediately began beefing up the exteriors of their hulls. What resulted was a famous type of ship that was only on the naval scene but for a few short years. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kent Collier shares the story of the Tennessee River Museum, which sits on the banks of the Tennessee River in Savannah, Tennessee. Waterways such as this were important highways during the Civil War.
The best way to invade the South was to use the rivers. If you look at the Mississippi and the Tennessee and the Cumberland, you can pretty well cut the Confederacy into small pieces and deal with it piecemeal by doing that.
Soon, a new type of ship was built to travel these rivers during the war.
The federal government, in a remarkably short period of time, created these very specialized vessels. We refer to them all as gunboats. Generally speaking, they're ironclad vessels that could resist cannon fire from the shore.
Gunboats could wage battle, but one important purpose was protecting large numbers of other ships.
The Federal Army that came to Shiloh was led by these ironclad gunboats, but there were probably 100 transports behind it that were carrying troops and their supplies and their wagons and all the accoutrements that you have to have to feed and operate an army.
The first gunboats were constructed of heavy oak timbers, but the hull was soon beefed up to withstand most weapons.
But almost immediately, they came up with these ironclads that had iron on the exterior and oak behind that, and they were very durable and very tough and very hard to deal with. In fact, about the only way you could sink one was with a mine.
The gunboats had an important but brief time in U.S. military history.
These are one-of-a-kind vessels, never built before or after the war, and unfortunately they were all scrapped after the war, and they're lost to history.
But part of their history is retold here on the banks of the river they once sailed. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
Make sure the pasture can maintain the nutritional needs for all your horses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are several factors that determine how much pasture you need as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
How many horses can your pasture maintain? Stocking rate refers to the number of horses on pasture without providing supplemental feed. A big factor is knowing what type of horse you have. The energy requirement of an animal that is used for trail riding, for example, is going to be more than a horse that loafs around all day. Peggy Awerda is an extension equine specialist at Iowa State University. She says one horse needs a minimum of 1.5 to 2 acres of good quality pasture. If it's not good quality, then it may take 3 acres or more to feed one horse without supplemental hay or grain.
What determines that? Well, is the pasture fertilized? Is it full of weeds or is there good weed control? Is it continuous grazing that person's using where the horse just stays out there? Or do they have a rotational grazing program? So all of those factors actually will add into determining stocking rates.
Some forage species produce greater tonnage per acre than others. Kentucky bluegrass is a good pasture plant, but doesn't produce as much tonnage as orchard grass or smooth brome grass. Horses prefer short forages to clumps of tall grass. Keep an eye on the animal's body condition to assess whether there is enough.
Making sure that they're not losing weight or gaining too much weight, but that's probably the easiest thing to assess their body condition score and weight. You can kind of look at your pasture, but even mowing pasture where you try to make the growth even throughout, that tends to help make that horse eat more places than just leaving large, clumpy areas of overgrowth.
Learn more on how to calculate horse pasture stocking rates at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
To buy something I don't need, I try to remember this quote from the philosopher Socrates. He who is not contented with what he has will not be contented with what he does not have. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, Socrates was right. I think everyone wants more of something, but when we get it, we're usually not satisfied. The Bible tells us to be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. It's clear that God wants us to be content and grateful for what we have. If you spend too much time shopping, browsing, or just wanting, it can distract you from your life's purpose, and it can prevent you from sharing what you have with others, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasures. So if you find yourself wanting more, look around you and be thankful for all the gifts God has given you. You'll find yourself living a more content, confident, and generous life.
It's Easter, the only time of year when it's safe to put all of your eggs in one basket. To find the perfect treats to fill your Easter basket, shop RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville. You'll find all of the Easter essentials, candies, eggs, spring treats, books, and the best Easter baskets around. They hop off the shelf in no time. Be the Peter Cottontail for your friends and family. Shop at RX Drugstore to bring every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy.
Free advice for improving your financial odds on the farm this year, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
If you're going to succeed in farming, you're going to need a plan A, a plan B, and probably a plan C. In a recent webinar, Purdue University ag economist Jim Mintert suggests looking at the what-ifs for your farming business and plan accordingly.
use scenarios to help you respond quickly to changing conditions. And this is something, again, that not a lot of producers do. It's a business management strategy. It's widely taught in business schools. A lot of bigger firms practice this. It's not as commonly used in agriculture, but it's very useful. Think about what strategy you would pursue in a favorable environment, the most likely environment, the one you think is going to happen, the odds are highest of. And then what would you do in a worst case scenario? And then identify management strategies you would pursue in each of those situations.
Given the market uncertainty farmers almost always face, Mentor's colleague Michael Langemeyer recommends having plans for multiple price points.
Do three budgets, one for $5 corn, one for $5.50 corn, and one for like $6.25, $6.50 corn. All of those are possible. The $5.50 is the most likely, but it's possible that we could have $5 corn. It's possible that we could have corn similar to today's prices. What would you do differently under those three price scenarios?
There's a link to this Purdue webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, ag lawmakers are pressing USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to use his department's influence with EPA to preserve use of essential crop protection chemicals.
I'm really concerned about the continued availability of crop protection tools. I'm asking you to commit to working with Congress and regulators to truly stand by sound science.
Washington State's Dan Newhouse to Secretary Vilsack at a recent House Ag Appropriations hearing.
We make every effort in our relationship with the EPA to focus on sound science. That's our whole star.
And from Iowa Republican Representative Ashley Henson.
Some of these crop protection tools, obviously we've seen the EPA restrict access to more than a dozen of those. Your Office of Pest Management is supposed to be pushing back, obviously, with producer feedback. And I know you don't want to tell the EPA how to do their job, but I also think it bears taking a look at.
Now, Vilsack insisted the relationship with EPA Chief Michael Reagan is good as he's had with EPA, but added,
we do provide a lot of information. Sometimes our information is taken, sometimes it's not. But it would be sort of like me telling you, can you tell the Senate what to do?
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. St. Francis is at 38. Goodland is at 40. Syracuse, 46. Elkhart, 48. Liberal, 49. Lyons, 45. Eureka, 51. Fort Scott, 49. 48 at Lawrence, 53 at Winfield. It's also 53 at Medicine Lodge. And let's look at your 4-inch soil temps around the state of Kansas.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Corn farmers, check this out.
442 is another Tricepta hybrid that has excellent yields in central Kansas dryland tests and Goodyear Flex capabilities.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seeds.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Events Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Bison Disease Research and Bison Meat Market Development are two key priorities for the National Bison Association. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
National Bison Association Program Manager Lydia Whitman says that research is a priority for the organization and its members.
On research, really excited that there's live vaccine trials going on for M. bovis and for MCF, malignant catarrhal fever, both really rough diseases that you can't really treat once a herd gets it. That's being managed by USDA ARS service. Really hopeful to hear results as they move through those live vaccine trials. It's a really big deal. It's like 15, 20 years in the making to get to this point.
Another priority, according to Whitman, is working on opening up new international markets for bison meat.
We've got a lot of international trade interest. That's kind of fun. We had a delegation from Japan visit in December and seeing where that goes for opening Asian markets for bison consumption. Also looking at some other international trade negotiations as we move forward to see if we can open up some new markets or get rid of some regulatory some tariffs that are unnecessary. Bison is exclusively grown in North America, so we're not really competitive against other bison growers throughout international territories.
She says domestic demand of bison meat has been strong and has been on the rise.
Consumption of bison, more processing of bison than truly ever before. We're above 75,000 head that were butchered in the last year.
Lydia Whitman, Program Manager for the National Bison Association. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Get information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. May corn, 6.43 and a half. That's down 9 and a quarter right now. July corn down 8 at 619 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May, 863 and a half. That's up 1. Excuse me, that's up 1 and 3 quarters now. Kansas City wheat for July, 844 and a half. That's up 1 and a quarter. Soybeans for May, 1488 3 quarters. That's down 22 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1459. That's down 18 and 3 quarters. Cotton for May, 82.89, that's up $1.82. July cotton, 83.07, that's up $1.78. Live cattle for April, 170.85 right now, that's up $2.45. Live cattle for June, 162.75, that's up $2.45 as well. Feeder cattle for April, $200.57, and that's up $2.75. Feeder cattle for May, $205.32, and that's up $3.22 at this time. Crude oil for May, $80.52 a barrel. That's down 9 cents. June crude, $80.49, and that's down 12 cents. Gold for April, $2,013.40. That's down $7.50. Gold for June, $2,025.70. That's down $9.90. Silver for May, $25.75. That's up 3 cents. July silver, $25.27. That's up 2 pennies. Taking a look at Wall Street on this Thursday. Remember, tomorrow the markets are off for Good Friday. Right now, the Dow up 32, S&P up 13, NASDAQ up 72. The markets have been a bit defensive because of the jobs report that has come out. Let's look at your market information.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR up to 48 months. $2,209 per month or 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
The news is quickly rising to the surface of the water. A new watershed specialist has been added to the team. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. The newest watershed specialist to join the Kansas Center for Agricultural Resources team, Daniel Scuches, gives insight on his roots, what excites him most about the position, and his role in helping producers.
You know, I grew up in central Kansas, a little town of Sterling, and ended up coming up here for college. So that was definitely where my love of K-State started. Then I've been in the area, you know, working south of Junction City at Rock Springs 4-H Center as their conservation specialist for 4 years, and then came back to the K-State world as a 4-H agent in Pottawatomie County. Those were a great 4 years, and then here just recently got this opportunity to continue on an extension as this watershed specialist position. So I'm joining Will Boyer here in Northeast Kansas, and part of this is just the amount of watersheds that we're working on in Northeast Kansas, along with some of our nonprofit agencies like CAUSE and Glacial Hills. So we're working with our partners in the RAPS system to address different areas that we can have win-win partnerships with farmers and ranchers to help out their operation while also benefiting water quality.
Scuches shares his excitement for this new role.
As a K-State Extension employee, we can have a win-win relationship with the strategies that we come up with. I think that's what really makes it special, is we are a hands-on approach, boots on the ground, to work with them in ways that benefit not only their operation, but also Kansans' water quality, even here locally. Like I've told others, the cool thing about this is driving over things like Tuttle Creek, something we do almost every week, and knowing that work being done is affecting the water that we're seeing in our creeks and our rivers. So it's not some pie-in-the-sky idea. This is real, proven results that can help the water that we have flowing through our communities today.
Scuches explains how he can help producers as a watershed specialist.
An example may be working with landowners who are wanting to utilize maybe longer grazing periods. So ways we can help is maybe working with them to set up how we can get watering systems onto cover crops or maybe residual crop feeding fields and setting up paddocks for grazing. But the big important thing is coming up with like alternative water sources to help to keep those cattle there. That's a real big thing we're doing right now. So from the watershed quality, we're keeping animal waste up where it can benefit the field, where it can stay where it's supposed to be and not in the water. But from the farmer rancher's aspect, you know, it keeps their hay bill down. It keeps manure on the field where it can be beneficial. So it's kind of those win-win relationship. Also, a lot of we have to do right now is working with that livestock side, just keeping animal waste where it's supposed to be, but doing it in a way that benefits everyone.
That's the newest watershed specialist to join the Kansas Center for Agricultural Resources team, Daniel Scuches, with insights on his roots, what excites him most about the position, and his role in helping producers. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
To live together is the same.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.